You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios this morning, Mr. Wayne Beisel, Mr. Greg Jablonski with the Home Results Group. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
And I have to tell you, Greg, I'm going to say it publicly, that's a sharp vehicle you got out front there.
Oh, well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
It really is.
I really like it.
Something I've been thinking about, too, for a long time.
Yep.
So now I actually know someone that has an all-electric vehicle. And, Greg, thank you for being such a green person, you know.
Thank you.
Adding that carbon footprint is gone now, so,
no more.
You know, what the heck. But you were impressed with it, too, huh, Wayne?
Surprisingly, yes.
You know,
I keep thinking that maybe it was one of those that I'd have to put on the back of my truck and move it for him, but it's really a nice vehicle. It is.
Wayne's got his door open and he's got his right foot pushing, and Greg's got his left.
As long as I get there, that's all I care.
I heard they're an experience.
Yeah, it's kind of a different thing to drive. Very coarse. It's very quiet. There's no noise, no engine noise, and.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice. It's kind of a treat to drive. So,
well, and it, you know, you think about it, and of course, you're very financially responsible.
Yep.
Rather, you're that type of person. You're conservative, I would say, very conservative. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Very responsible fiscally. And, you know, it just makes sense because most of our driving is under a couple hundred miles a day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you have to fire up the gas engine that requires oil changes,
yep,
filter changes, and, you know, that kind of maintenance, which is all bye-bye now.
Yep. And I have my plow truck, of course, gets about 7 miles to the gallon. And then I stepped up to my Malibu, which, you know, is in the range of a 40 to 45 miles a gallon. It's very good. And so they've really gotten these cars to be very economical. And so now the electric was just kind of a next step for me to try that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be checking in for reports.
I'll give you a ride in that, baby.
I'll be waiting. Well, how are sales in your office this week?
Actually, pretty good. Even for right before Easter, we had a really good week ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Got a few coming. Sold a few, so it's been really good. Interest rate is still creeping down a little bit, so I'm hearing about some people getting it for 3.5%, so
it's kind of craziness. Yeah, it's really, rates are just excellent. But finding product for young folks finding houses, not just in Hastings, but all over, it's really difficult. And the multiple offers and the bidding way over the asking and all that stuff is going on. And I don't say quite as much in Hastings, but in the Twin Cities, it's definitely a little out of control from what I've heard.
What do you think it will take to alleviate that? I mean, what is the root cause of that?
Another 4 years.
Okay. Well, hey, there was good news on Thursday, wasn't there?
I haven't had a chance yet to get up to speed on all that, so it's good, though. Yes.
Yes, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, pardon?
Turn the corner on that one. That'd be good.
Yes. Yeah, well, isn't there some real issues out there to work on?
I think there are. I think there are still issues. Yes, yes.
I think so, too. How about, are there some listings, you know, that in the area?
We've got a few coming again. There's one on Cannon Street. Very nice two-story
home.
That's
a nice area.
Yes, it is. And we've got another one coming on the other side of Prescott that's got a beautiful river view.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful acreage.
It's a beautiful, and it's got some acreage, and it's, like I say, getting a beautiful home. It's some coming in, you know, all around the Hastings area, we got a few more coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have the one on the market that's got the Vermilion River flowing in its backyard. So,
wow.
Yep. Great home. Great setting. That is a beautiful setting.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter lives next door to that house, and we were over there for a birthday party, and just looking out the window there on it is simply gorgeous. It really is.
That is, those homes sitting up on the ridge when you go out 48 there and kind of look.
Just perfect. It's
yeah.
just very nice. So the setting in that area across from the golf course is just really sweet. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of nice house there. A lot of potential, a lot of upside to that home.
Yep. And they're high enough there, they're never going to have water from the river in there.
Nope.
No.
You know, and they can watch the river rising from all the rains and stuff.
Yes.
and just
been a lot of that going on this year. It's kind of craziness.
There is, isn't it? You think you're out of the woods, and guess what?
Comes again.
Mm-hmm. What's your? How can folks get a hold of you?
They can call us either at 612-599-5534 or 651-248-0366. Or in our office at 651-437-2121.
Do you feel like you don't get return calls, Greg?
You know, this chair is out of adjustment. No, we're only teasing.
I know what you guys
Johnny
are.
Johnny on the spot every time. He really is. So.
Yeah, no,
that's
I know. Good thing.
That's what you have to be in this real estate business today, especially today, because everybody's like, the opportunities are there, and you got to be quick, and people have to react quick. You don't can't wait till tomorrow.
Well, you know,
the deal's gone.
The generation that is growing up now, and I'm not belittling them at all, but there's a lot of they expect instant gratification. And that has trickled down to even things that are very complex, like the selling of a home or the buying of a home, where they need an expert like you folks. But it's they still have that instant gratification. And if you're not there to do it, it is a different world than when we grew up.
Mm-hmm. Very definitely.
You know, and and in any business, you both are very good business and astute business men. And you have to change with the times. You don't have to like it.
Nope, you have to change. Boy, it's amazing. And it's harder and harder to change when you get into smartphones and computers and Facebook and all that stuff. It's it's what you do. It's how the word gets out about homes coming up. Mm-hmm. You've got to be there in order to do the best service for your client.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, our topic of the week, this and that.
Yep, that was Wayne's idea. So I don't know where he's going with that, but wherever. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, we're just going a little bit of everywhere, I think, in this case. And by that, I'm saying, you know, we start with, we already touched on a little bit, but interest rates are down to 3.5% or maybe even a little less in some cases. You go through that, you go through the shortage of homes that are still out on the marketplace, which is helping drive up the price.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there is some gorgeous homes out in the marketplace for people that are looking. So need to keep going on that. We've got some new homes coming on. We've got some construction going on in different areas that maybe we want to touch base on about a little bit. So
got some one levels.
So we've got some one levels coming. We've got some one levels there. So we've got some homes in we got a home in Invergrove Heights. That's a gorgeous, beautiful home. It just came on the market here this past week. So that's my version of this and that, I guess.
Well, you know, you talked about you have a beautiful home over in Prescott. Now you have one in Invergrove Heights. You're not just a Hastings Realty group. It sounds like you're all over. And it doesn't it take an extra license to sell in Wisconsin? Is that?
I want to say something, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yes, it does. And we are licensed, or I am licensed for there anyway. So our group is licensed to sell homes in Wisconsin.
So how do you get these listings all over?
Well, the out-of-town people are actually buying in Hastings.
Okay.
So, you know, so with our new one-level projects, you know, they come in, and so that's a good source. And, you know, they aren't finding what they want in other locations, and they're not finding prices. So our prices in Hastings are very good. And it is kind of that. It's a hard thing to get used to know that the prices we have are far, far below everything else in the cities, but it is, and that's the good thing. So hopefully we get a few more lots on board and get some deals going, and we'll have a good inventory. What we like about what we're doing right now are the one levels, and that creates a lot of new homes for the first-time homebuyers. That's kind of, I think, the thing that we want to lean to in our building business is to get those one levels going, and that will create entry-level homes, too. So, be good.
Really?
Yeah. The other thing that we're finding is, and I think we touched upon it, but we as in Greg and I, partnered up about a year and a half ago or so, ballpark time period, and it's getting known out there that maybe we do a good job. And that's people are realizing it.
Shocker.
With all yes,
shocker.
But it's
okay, Wayne. You get the bell. That's good. That's good.
Appraisals, condition, you know, all the things that we have learned in years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we're doing a great job on the appraisals, too. And I know that it's hard for some people to say, ooh, that seemed a little high or this or that. But keeping abreast of the market, knowing where the values are, and we've got to get a fair value for the people that are selling and end up with a fair value for the people that are buying. And never leave anybody less than that.
Do you see, is it going to take a explosion in new construction to settle this market down a little?
I don't know if I'd call it an explosion. It just has to get back to normal. You know, in the past, I mean, 30, 40 years ago, you'd build three houses at a time, and, you know, you'd build up this street and down that street, and that was just the normal process. We got to get back to that same normal process. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the old days, you know, the 60s or whatever, you had like four or five different builders in town. They were all smaller builders, and they just kept doing their thing, and they had their little section for development and that one. And, you know, what's different now, of course, in the Twin Cities, you got the Pulte's or the D.R. Hortons or the Lennars, and they just go in and they just gang bust them, and they put up blocks and blocks of houses, and it's just bang, you know. But then the prices are kind of like crazy bad too.
Well, I was going to say there must be upward pressure on new construction also.
Yes. Well, there's no question about that. And then, of course, you know, one builder that builds in Hudson, Wisconsin said the same house in Lake Elmo cost $60,000 more in Minnesota.
Wow. That's huge.
That's a huge difference. But, you know, our permits aren't cheap. Mm-hmm. There are some things that they tack on to new construction that honestly should not be there. And that hurts the new home sales, and that hurts new home development. But that's not just in Hastings either. That is metro. That's just kind of like a deal.
Well, you said Minnesota statewide.
Minnesota statewide has kind of got that issue. But now if you get out into, you know, Red Wing or Cannon Falls and some of those areas, I know Cannon Falls, I've heard, has higher taxes, but whatever. But they don't have all these fees that everybody tax on. So that stunts new homes.
Okay. I was always wondering why. I mean, it seems to me that it's simple economics, supply and demand. If the demand is high, then we know how to bring that supply in. But if it's the initial cost and the cost to build it and bringing it all up, that is huge. $60,000 is a lot of money.
Our first new homes that we're going to start is going to be one in Red Wing and one in River Falls.
Wow. Okay.
That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
So what? Yeah. What can you do?
Lot supply is down. Where our lot supply is down, but you can't seem to get anything on board. So
that's
the way it is.
It's pretty tough. And you said something else interesting. I know when you start looking at retirement, everybody's looking for the one level, but the young people are looking for the one level entry level.
Yes, they are.
Too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. A lot of that. Yep. So kind of can fit both. I mean, it's kind of surprising that they would consider that, but ours are becoming more, like I've always said, the older section of Hastings where you have the 60 and 65 foot lots, and you know, everything is back to that, and I think it's good. I think it's a good thing. A little more minimalist.
Okay. How can folks get a hold of you?
Go ahead, Wayne. You got my number.
They can call us at either 612-599-5534 or 651-248-0366 or call our office at 651-437-2121 and ask for either Greg or Wayne or the Home Results Group.
Anyone in the Home Results Group can help you, right?
Yep.
Anything else before we go, gentlemen?
Nope, I don't have anything else.
That should do it.
Well, thank you very much. Keep that electric car.
Keep it humming.
There you go. Keep it charged.
Have a good Easter, Dan.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Both of you, happy Easter. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our Realtors today, Wayne Beisel. You can get a hold of Wayne at 612-599-5534. Greg Jablonski, 651-248-0366. They're with the Home Results Group. Give a call to Edina Realty, 651-437-2121, and ask for anyone on the Home Results Group.